The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in case you did not know, Novak Djokovic is the king. The king. I'm calling him the king of the tennis world right now. The guy is unbelievable, unstoppable. And you know what? I think the guy is just flat out fantastic. LeBron James, well, they get a little redemption, from getting their butts handed to them by the Golden State Warriors. They beat San Antonio. They give Tyronn Lue a good week in his first week as a head coach in the NBA. And I'll tell you what, man, in case you don't know, big football game about a week away. Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers, Super Bowl 50. We will be represented. Sports Byline USA Radio Network will be there all week. Tinderlating Sports and Ron Barr will be there representing. So get on board and let us know what you think. But got to welcome in the tag team partners for this hour. Oh, and by the way, a huge win for UCLA last night over last place Wazoo. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, it's raining in Southern California. Let's not forget the big game on Sunday, the Pro Bowl, where nobody will watch.
Yeah, nobody cares about it, but obviously we're just getting warmed up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. We can't get no satisfaction, in case you didn't know. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. There really is. A ton. Let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA, and shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I'm sure you did not catch it. Jeff really doesn't care about it because maybe he's just not into the game, but it is truly impressive what this Novak Djokovic guy is doing to the other best players in the world, Andy Murray, Roger Federer, and you know, Rafael Nadal, who's been on a downslide for a while. But truth be told, I've watched a lot of tennis. I play a lot of tennis, as you guys both know. I'm pretty into the game. This Novak Djokovic guy is so good. It's just a matter of when will he break the records. And truth be told, I'm calling it now. I think this guy will be the best to ever play the game until the next guy that's the best to play this game. Did you happen to catch his thrashing of Andy Murray in the Australian Open in the wee hours of the evening last night, Fred?
I taped it. I've seen him many, many times. You know, I grew up, again, as a very young kid watching Pancho Gonzalez, Lou Hull, uh-huh. Players like that, and he's as good as any of them. So I don't disagree with you. I think because to me, Pancho Gonzalez was the best I've ever seen, and it was before there was at that point there was a separation between the pros and the amateurs. Now, of course, there is no separation as far as that is concerned. But I think he's as good as any of them. I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm talking 50 something years of watching tennis. I'm not into it as much as I used to be, but I've seen enough of him. He dominates the best guys. I mean, they have no chance against him. So that, I think, would indicate that he's one of the best of all time. That's all you can compare him to, really. I mean, is what he does against the best now playing, and they have no shot most of the time.
I'm kind of glad that he's unseated Federer. I used to think that tennis needed an American, but I don't think we're that nationalistic about it anymore, especially with men's tennis. It's good to see Djokovic, kind of take that top spot. And, Nadal flirted with it for a while. Federer owned that seat for a while. But I think that you're absolutely correct, Dorf. It is, Djokovic sits on the throne right now in the world of men's tennis.
And I'm only really thinking about this so much because, on the other hand, you just said something about we need an American to kind of, be there for us. Well, on the other side, there is an American that is there for us, every tournament, and that's Serena Williams, and a lot of people find her hard to get behind and support, and I think she's unbelievable. I really do. I think that she could win a round or two depending on the draw on the men's side.
Is she in the same boat as Cam Newton?
Well, I was going to say. However, with that being said, she is a person that is hated by many. People fear her for so many different reasons, whether it's her clothing line that she has or just her awesomeness, her power that she possesses in everything that she does, whatever. But my point is this. She's the best, right? But yet Angelica Kerber was able to get it done against her the other day in the women's final. And I'll be honest with you, I was absolutely shocked. But I also said to myself, if there's one person right now that I think could beat her, it is Kerber. And she went out there. She played a great match. Serena always has the pressure on her. And this is the comparison I'm going to make between her and Djokovic. Serena is at the point in her career where she is succumbing to that pressure, guys. Novak Djokovic rises well above and beyond the occasion and makes these other unbelievable players look very ordinary. Andy Murray is a champion in his own right. Roger Federer is a champion in his own right. Rafa Nadal, same thing for him. But he just makes them look average at best. And I'll tell you what, that is just unbelievable because there is not that big of a separation except in one place. And mentally, he is so much better than anybody else on the tour. And that goes for the men's side, the women's side. I thought Serena was that mentally tough person. But at the end of the day, she's not nearly as mentally tough as I thought that she was. Novak Djokovic is everything I thought he was and more, guys. He's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I don't think you can judge her off of one match as far as having...
I'm not judging her off of one match, Fred. I'm judging her off of what happened at the U.S. Open a year ago or almost a year ago now in the semifinals. Not even the finals, but the semifinals in a match where she was such a heavy favorite. Do you have any idea what that girl that beat her, what the odds were on that one? It was absolutely ridiculous. It was something like 3,000 to 1. And I'm just saying, like, there's something about this guy, Novak Djokovic, the ability to play 6 or 7 matches and not break down mentally, physically, or emotionally. There's something really special about that guy, seriously. And what I'm trying to say is, at a certain point in your career, whether you can maintain that or not is how you separate yourself. And right now, Serena is coming back to the field, and Novak continues to separate himself against guys like Roger Federer and Andy Murray on a usual, regular basis. It's pretty impressive. On a very serious note, it is very impressive.
No question.
Fred, let me ask you about something that is a little bit more near and dear to you. Only a couple minutes left in this segment. UCLA gets a huge win. You know I'm kind of being facetious about that. But truth be told, I know you have a lot to say about the UCLA program, Steve Alford, his kid, and whatnot. But what do you say, man? UCLA with a win over Wazoo, worst team.
I say it was Washington State. There are only two schools in the conference who might not get into the NCAA tournament, or should not get into the NCAA tournament. It's so wide open. That's Washington State and Oregon State. The other 10 can all make it and should probably all make it if all things are equal. You asked me, I think, a few weeks ago what I thought UCLA's record would be in the conference. I said 10-8. They'll probably end up 10-8, 9-9, something like that. But Steve Alford is... again, Dave Rice now out at UNLV, which puts Steve Alford closer to the worst coach in the world. Even if your kid deserved to play 37 minutes a game, you can't play your kid 37 minutes a game. It just looks bad. Bryce Alford is a good outside shooter, but when Bryce Alford's on the court, he dominates the ball too much so the other guys don't move. So don't just take one victory over Washington State as something like, hey, this is a magical direction that UCLA is going to take. Let's see what happens when they face Oregon or Arizona and schools like that when it matters. They play they play one more time against every school in the conference. Hey, by the way, this is really interesting, and folks, you have to understand this. On Thursday, they play USC, right? It's on the Pac-12 network. Now, why are they putting it on the Pac-12 network? Because Los Angeles is a major, major market, and obviously the biggest market in the Pac-12. What they want people to do is scream to DirecTV to pick up the Pac-12 network. And, of course, DirecTV says we'll be happy to. We pick up the Big Ten network. We pick up the SEC. We used to pick up the Mountain West network when they had their games on with us. The point is, but there has to be a fairness as far as it is concerned. And Larry Scott, the ingenious commissioner of the Pac-12, does not cave on anything at this moment. So he's asking DirecTV for too much. So what's going to happen on Thursday night is hundreds of thousands of basketball fans here in Southern California won't be able to watch USC and UCLA, and that's on the Pac-12.
Yeah, well, you know what? I get to watch the Pac-12 if I really want to. It's on Cox Cable, so, and truth be told, I don't watch it that much. But I did see Arizona lost first time at home in 49 contests, man. So something's got to give. It gave for them. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
What the hell's going on out here? All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich creeping over my fence in my backyard here somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. You could join us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. You know, I kind of want to get into, well, first I want to say this, and then let's move on. We'll start talking some NFL. But interesting how the college basketball season has gone so far with nobody really claiming or holding on to the number one spot. I don't know if you guys watch a lot or as much as I do, but I think this Buddy Hield guy is absolutely tremendous. I was watching he and Simmons go at it, LSU and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, to me, is very good. They can get up and down the floor. Buddy seems to like to take a lot of big shots. And with that being said, Buddy also, at the end of the game yesterday, set it up for his roommate to take the big shot, and his roommate came through. So I'm just wondering how you guys feel about college basketball. I mean, we say this every year, but I really think it's up for grabs. I mean, I know I say that usually there's four or five teams that can win it. I feel like there's 10 teams that could win it this year, Fred.
I think there's 15. And
yeah,
again,
okay, very good.
I don't know if I like it better with a Kentucky being sort of the Goliath and everybody else trying to knock the Wildcats off, or if I like it better as it is this year, where there's 10 or 15 schools that, in my mind, could win the six games. I will say one thing. Watching the LSU-Oklahoma game yesterday, Saturday, Ben Simmons is too unselfish. And
yeah,
that's, you know, that's in the modern age of basketball, and I'll throw it to Jeff because I want to get involved too, that's a rarity. A guy who doesn't take enough shots. He's going to have to, when he goes next year to the pros and maybe the Lakers or Philadelphia, he's going to have to take more shots and look for the basket more. He looks to pass, which, and he's a great passer for a big guy, but he can score so easily, he's got to take advantage of that. So I don't think LSU is one of those top 10 or 15, but I'm just making the case that Ben Simmons is by far, has to be the number one pick to either whoever gets the ping pong balls, which will probably be the Lakers or Philadelphia.
Oh, God rescue his soul if he has to go to Philadelphia. Not that the Lakers are a much better situation, but I appreciate a player like Simmons. I think that he's the I don't want to say he's the anti-Blake Griffin, and, you know, Blake Griffin, hey, you know, put himself in the news this week. But, yeah, I just think that, you know, as much as we're promoting the Flash, and, you know, you had Mark Jackson's comments about how Steph Curry's bad for the NBA because all these high school kids just want to run out to the three-point line and they don't understand the rest of his game. But, you know, I really like Simmons as a complete player. I don't think that he's, you know, I think he's kind of like Andrew Luck. I think he's a pretty sure thing, but I don't know that he guarantees you title after title when he plays at the next level.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the guy. I think like you, I don't think he is assertive enough. I mean, you know, we heard Dick Vitale and Brent Musburger during that game talking about how when you're the best player on your team or on the floor, you've got to be more assertive. And I kind of agreed with Brent for a moment there when he was talking about a coach designing a play for their best player. But then, you know, what I kind of thought about it, and Dickie V was right, man. There's no way that Michael Jordan is sitting in that huddle and just letting it happen for somebody else. I think he puts his input in there. And I'm not saying that Simmons should be vocal, but I think you got to want the ball, and I think you have to be letting it known that you're a guy that wants to take big shots, especially, Fred, like you said, when it's so easy for him to score. Most of his shots don't come from but 10 feet inside the basket. So truth be told, he's going to get an easier look than a guy that's shooting a three-pointer is, and if you give him the ball, more often than not, good things are going to happen. He's going to score or set somebody else up to score, or he's probably going to get fouled. So I just didn't like the sense of him not being assertive enough and making it clear that he should have the ball in the biggest moments of the game. And on the other hand, Buddy Hield, yes, he didn't have the ball, but he was involved in the play
Yeah, but one is, let me interrupt for a second. One is a senior, one is a freshman. There's a big difference. There's a big difference there. And sometimes, even if you're very, very talented as a freshman, you're smart enough to back off and allow the other guys, because they're not going to like you. Even as talented as you are, they've been there 3 or 4 years. They want to win, but they don't want you as a freshman to tell them what to do or tell the coach what to do. And I think that's a positive, because I think in the pros, he will be more dominant. I like a guy who's willing to share the limelight versus what we see a lot of times now in modern day basketball. It's just not as much fun for me to watch a guy who Carmelo Anthony, typical example, in college and still now, he's never changed. You're not going to win with him. He's going to score his points. He's not going to think of his teammates. He's not going to think of his coach. He's going to think of himself. On the other side, you got a young 18-year-old kid who does think of others. That's not a negative to me. It really isn't, Andy.
I think Buddy's a hell of a player. That's all I'm trying to say. If you're not getting where I'm coming from here, I think Buddy is not getting enough love, and Ben is getting too much. Hey, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, while you're on the subject of, you know, seniors versus freshmen, we're a good decade into, you know, almost a decade into one and done. Are you seeing it on, you know, when we get to that second, third week of the tournament, where teams like Wichita State, you know, the mid-majors that have 4 or 5 seniors on the floor, are you really seeing that experience kind of kick the butts of these young kids that go to the blue blood schools, and they end up being, you know, not one and done, but maybe two and done, have a problem making it into the second weekend?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I mean, first of all, at Wichita State, Greg Marshall might be up there with Tom Izzo. You know, there's 340 schools playing Division I basketball. You name me 2 or 3 coaches better than Izzo and Greg Marshall at Wichita State. You can't. So my point is, it's not just the senior and juniors. It's the fact that he's one hell of a coach. And that's why when I'm living here in Southern California, and 3 years ago, you had your choice of a lot of guys. Andy Enfield for UCLA could have come. He went to SC. I don't even know if they knocked on Greg Marshall's door. I don't know if athletic director Dan Guerrero knows who Greg Marshall is. So, I mean, it's he knew the name Steve Alford because he was a good college player and a good pro player. But, I mean, it's almost insane that maybe he loves Wichita. It's a nice city. I've been there once. Yeah, but what I'm saying is he could make more money and he can get a bigger name if he went elsewhere. And he's been at Wichita State a long time. So, I agree with you guys. I do think that, as Jeff said, I think the third or fourth weekend into it, the second or third weekend into the tournament, sometimes that senior experience and coaching experience plays a much bigger role than these one-and-done type guys.
Hey, let's jump out to the phones. We got Chris in Lakewood, Colorado. Chris, you got the Dorf Man, you got Jeff Rich, you got Fred Wallen. What's on your mind today, man?
A lot of sports this weekend, gentlemen. Start off with Anthony Johnson's brutal knockout of Ryan Bader. Boy, was that ugly. Djokovic, dominant fashion, beats Federer, only person to get a set. Well, not a set, because Simone took him to 5, but you get what I'm saying. First person to beat Federer, beat him handily. Djokovic destroys Federer 22 minutes in the first set. Beats Murray last night in the first set in 28 minutes. And then we're only about 22 days away from spring training. But he's counting.
Are you excited, man? I know you're a D-back guy. I mean,
how about we getting Segura? Do you see that? We got Segura. Good move.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily sold on it. Are you?
I think it is a good move. Chase Anderson was expendable. We got Jordan Shipley, Archie Bradley, and Ruby De La Rosa for the 5 spot. But we didn't really need Chase, and we needed to make up for Inciarte. And we got rid of most Aaron Hill's contract. And then Ahmed was batting 226 last year. It's a huge upgrade for Segura, who batted 294 last year.
Now, I think this trade is interesting from the Brewers' point of view, because they can backfill that shortstop position. They've got, you know, Jonathan Villar, and, you know, this Orlando Arcia, he's just been a stud at AA. If you get out to Maryvale, Arizona, or Phoenix, Arizona, the Maryvale Baseball Stadium, and see the Brewers play this spring, you know, you'll be real interested to see that. I think that the Brewers win this trade, not that the goal is to win a trade, but because this helps the Diamondbacks as well, but I think the Brewers are going to be happy with what they get in Chase Anderson and Aaron Hill, you know, basically just a rental player right now.
Chris, anything else for us, my man?
Do do you think Djokovic has a realistic shot of catching Federer 17? He has 11, if you count last night. And the way he's playing, you could argue he could win the other three this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, honestly, I've said it already, I think Djokovic is unbelievable. And yes, I do think he breaks the record. Obviously, he's got to stay healthy. We all know that. Health is important in every single sport. It's important in everyday life. But truth be told, if he goes out and he continues to just do what he's doing, I absolutely see this guy being the best tennis player to ever play the game. Yes, that is what I'm saying. He's going to be better than Federer. He's going to be better than McEnroe, Connors, Lendl, you name it. This guy is so good. He's mentally, physically, and emotionally the best guy out there. So, yeah, he can get it done. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin.
Okay.
Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, well, I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Okay. Again, 800-480-5708.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
All right. righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. If you can't tell, we're going to change directions. We're going to talk some football. Big game coming up about a week away. We will be represented there. Titillating Sports and Ron Barr all week on press row from the Super Bowl. So just stay close. Keep tuned as to what we have going on because we will let you know what's happening from the Super Bowl. Guys, this is a great story, to be honest with you, at least in my mind. Peyton Manning on his way out. We heard the conversation he had with Belichick. If you haven't, you might as well go check it out. It's actually, I thought it was a really cool exchange. I don't know what you guys thought, but I thought it was a sure sign of just a great sign of showing each other the ultimate respect and saying, hey, you know, I've loved battling you throughout the years and this and that and the other. This is probably my last rodeo is something along the lines of what Peyton Manning said. But I thought it was pretty cool. It's one of those things that you see in sports that actually does give you chills, or at least it kind of gave me chills, seeing that mutual respect that these guys have for each other. With that being said, Peyton Manning has a great opportunity to go out in the limelight. But he does have a daunting task ahead of him. Let's not kid ourselves. Cam Newton has been, I guess the word I'd use is special this year. He's been a leader, a man among boys, however you want to spill it. The bottom line is he's really good. And he has an opportunity to put himself in a category where not a lot of people have been. And I want to get into the whole situation of how the media has portrayed Cam Newton and black quarterbacks throughout the years. But first, before we have a sound clip, Fred, your thoughts about the opportunity for Peyton Manning to go right out in the limelight and for Cam Newton to become an elite quarterback in the NFL?
Well, you're 39 years of age against a very, very good defense, so you have to lean toward the very good defense. I think as the odds have opened at 3.5, now up to 6, we can talk about the middling possibility later. As far as Cam Newton is concerned, listen, Andy, you know my politics. Racism has run through this country forever. I mean, how many countries have had slavery? When Nikki Haley in South Carolina took the Confederate flag off the State House, people made a big stink about that. Now, what kind of country is this where people don't think that flag indicated and directed toward racism that we've had in the past and that we have to this very, very day? So certainly part of the antagonism toward Cam Newton is racism. But I'm going to tell you something else. Some of it is also because of the Auburn situation. You've got somebody like me who can't forgive him for that. It's sort of like the Reggie Bush situation, saying that he didn't know where his mom and dad were living. Of course, they were living in a house in San Diego being paid for by USC 10 years ago. It's sort of the same thing. If the dad did what he did at Auburn, the son knew about it. So I can't ever forget nor forgive that. So that's part of this, too. I mean, for a lot of us, it's not a black-white thing. It's an honest, dishonest thing. My favorite quarterback watching anybody in the NFL, I'm not saying the best, but my favorite quarterback that I watch is Russell Wilson. Why? Not only is he very, very talented, but he's not going to pull a Cam Newton or what Cam Newton pulled at Auburn. So some of it is racism, because there's racism everywhere in this country. Every time you turn around, there's racism in this country. But some of it is because people like me are still antagonistic toward him because of what happened in college.
See, I'm on the totally different page than you, man. We live in a forgive and forget society, first and foremost. But second of all, I don't think anything ever really developed from that whole Cam Newton situation anyways. But I think,
you know, there was just the laptop in Florida is really the last thing where his hands were actually dirty. And yeah. You know, how old was he? You know, that 19?
Yeah.
19, again, we live in a forgive and forget society. But I think the bigger picture is here, and we're gonna hear Cam Newton speak on this in just a moment. But truth be told, you know what? He is a black quarterback in this league, and we've come a long way in a lot of different ways, Fred, like you're talking about. And I think it's just interesting to hear what Cam Newton has to say about being a black quarterback in the NFL. Let's hear it.
You know, opportunities, whether you're African American, you know, Chinese, Japanese, you know, Caucasian or what have you. You know, if you absolutely not. I don't think race plays any type of, you know, hinders anybody at this position. You know, opportunities are opportunities, whether you're African American, you know, Chinese, Japanese, you know, Caucasian or what have you. You know, if you got skills to play this particular football, the game of football, then you're going to play no matter, you know, what your race or what have you. So for me, you know, my opportunity presented itself, you know, me going through Auburn and what have you, and it's just that, you know, I didn't feel any type of pressure coming into this league saying that I have to represent for all African American, you know, rather than outside of saying that all my fans are just African American. You know, when I play this game, I play it to the best of my ability so that I can inspire everyone, not just a particular set of people. You know, you don't, you know, have a bar mitzvah just because, you know, you're starting African American quarterback in this league. You know, even though I'm fans of everybody, I just can't say I just root for Michael Vick, RG3, Russell Wilson, you know, Colin Kaepernick and those guys. You know, I still feel as if I learn more or not just as much from, you know, Michael Vick as I do from a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you know, or even a RG3. Absolutely. You know, even leading up to college, you know, having a lot of athleticism playing the quarterback position was looked down upon, especially the size, the speed, you know, and just the stature, you know, kind of, you know, gave coaches nods to say, hey, let's put him at, you know, wide receiver, tight end. You know, I've heard all that, but it never derailed me from playing or living up to my dreams. My job is, you know, one, to become, to be the best quarterback that I can be. And along those ways, I hope I can motivate, I can encourage, you know, I can give someone a belief in Wisconsin and in Washington, D.C., all across America, even, you know, all across the world to say, hey, you know, Cam did it when he was 6'5", 250. You know, I don't have to be limited to just playing the offensive line or, you know, the defensive line or safety or what have you. I want to play a position that I could play. And, you know, for me, for so long, I would, you know, be that kid on the playground and say, oh, man, he the biggest kid. You know, let's just throw the ball up to him and let him go get it. You know, but, you know, for a while, you know, we're talking to my parents and especially my father, you know, we had a belief that what I wanted to do, and I believe that I could do it. So, you know, going into high school, you know, I wouldn't say, hey, coach, no, I don't want to play receiver. I want to play quarterback. I know I can play quarterback, so just give me an opportunity to play quarterback. So, you know, with that belief, it only grew with, you know, my maturity with the position as well.
And that's what I've seen out of Cam Newton, to be honest with you, is maturity, Fred, Jeff. The guy has grown before our own eyes, and I think that that is what Jeff was alluding to about, hey, how old was he when this sort of stuff happened? He was 19. Look, people grow up, Fred. People change. People learn from their mistakes. And honestly, I really feel that Cam Newton is one of those guys who has learned from his mistakes in the past. He is a leader. He is a man among boys. There's something to be said about that. He knows what's on him. He knows how important it is for him to lead. So I hear what you're saying about the days of when he was a kid. But you know what? You, like everybody else, you got to kind of just forgive and forget and realize that everybody makes mistakes. He's grown from those mistakes, Fred.
Well, again, I can't forget. I try to forgive. I still like Russell Wilson more, and that's not going to change. When Jim Brown was playing football, again, it's 50 years ago, he'd score a touchdown, he'd hand the ball to the official, and somebody asked him, why do you just hand the ball to the official? And his response was, I'd like to think that I've scored before. I don't like what Cam Newton pulls after he scores a touchdown. I know
what's wrong with Cam Newton giving that football to a kid that's at the football game trying to enjoy watching grown men play a game that probably those kids in the stands are dreaming about doing themselves? What's wrong with him giving a football to a fan? Tell me.
I know. I grew up watching Jim Brown. And so what I'm saying to you is that I'm not going to change. I like the guy who just hands the ball to the official. He scored a touchdown. Congratulations, and I hope you score another. I don't like the guys who do the dance in the end zone. I never will. And it's not going to change. I mean, it's just the way I was brought up watching sports. I'd like a guy. My dad taught me not to be a braggart. I just that's not going to change.
But time has evolved, guys. You know, okay. You know, Fred, right. I can appreciate that you grew up watching the great Jimmy Brown run for the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, what he went through on the way to those end zone trips, you know, of course, he'd rail off 8 yards a carry and he'd get a kick in the face on the way back to the huddle. You know, Jim Brown played in an era where he was not, you know, where he was welcome on the field, but he wasn't welcome, you know, in the circle of athletes and popular people and A-listers in the world. And, you know, he was humble because it was a different time. You know, civil rights have happened. You know, I understand, Fred, you believe in it very much and that there's still a battle to be had, but the world that Cam Newton lives in and celebrates in, I don't think that luxury was afforded to guys like Jimmy Brown back in the 60s.
Well, and not only that, bottom line is, man, look, this is a different time. And I'm one of those guys that I'm old school on certain things. I'm old school on the sense of I want to see a guy work hard, earn his stripes, and then you go out there and, you know, you've shown me something over years and time of your body of work. That's where I'm old school. New school, I'm okay with guys celebrating and enjoying themselves and having fun out there doing something that is a childhood dream. We all wanted to be a professional athlete at some point. At least I did. I know that. I definitely wanted to be a professional athlete at some time. So to see a guy enjoying himself and having fun and not really harming anybody in any way, shape, or form, and then at the end of the day, giving a ball to a fan that comes out to a game to see you go out there and do your thing, I actually love it, guys. I actually really love it. I think there's something really cool about it. There's something special. There's something unique. This guy doesn't care about keeping the football. He wants to give it to somebody else that came to watch him do that.
You know, that's nice little window dressing and everything. But one of the things that we don't talk about that nobody talks about Cam Newton is that how much better he makes everyone around him. Okay, Olsen, you know, he was a player in his own right, but Corey Brown, Ted Ginn, Fozzie Whitaker, you know, Jonathan Stewart had his own reputation when it was just him and D'Angelo Williams and they didn't have a quarterback there. But Cam Newton makes that offense better, and I wouldn't doubt that he inspires that defense a little bit too, and that's the true sign of a leader. And, you know, the giving the footballs to kids, that's great. If you complain about it, you'll find something better to do with your life. But at the end of the day, Cam Newton makes the team around him better, and I don't even think that's something Peyton Manning does as well as Newton does.
Well, not at this point anyways, and obviously, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll have one final segment to wrap it up. But I agree. At this point, Peyton Manning is just managing the game. And Cam Newton is out there, and he's dominating the game. So there is a big difference in that sense. But truth be told, I absolutely love this matchup. I think it's special. I think it's great. I think it's unique. A guy on his way out and a guy able to maybe give himself status of being elite. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be back to wrap it up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we will be at the Super Bowl representing Tinnerling Sports and Ron Barr all week long leading up to the big game. Press Row will have you covered. We will be doing our preview show of the Super Bowl next week for Super Bowl 50 here on Dorf on Sports from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So we look forward to talking to you next week. But also, our number one of today's program will rebroadcast tomorrow, so check that out too. And again, we're live here every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we will have our version next week of the pregame show for what's going on for Super Bowl 50. But as always, Fred, parting shot time. If you're up, buddy, what's on your mind?
You know, I've got a good agent, but Jennifer Aniston is making a movie called The Fixer. She's going to be an agent. I'm leaving my agent immediately, and I'm joining Jennifer's group.
Sounds good to me. Jeff, you're up. What's up, man?
All right, fellas, you got to keep your hands off the ladies. Reports of Johnny Manziel in trouble for domestic abuse again. We're covering up Baylor football, and black people don't seem to think Bill Cosby did anything wrong. Keep your hands off the ladies and get consent, guys.
My quick one is to Blake Griffin. Dude, what's wrong with you, man? Get a grip, and now they want you out of L.A.? Novak Djokovic, you're the man. That's all I can say. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey! Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.